KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. Welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. Throw a quick prayer out for Jared, our engineer, just feeling a little under the weather today. So I'm flying solo, and we've had a couple great guests. If you missed our guest, I want to encourage you to go to abqconnect.online where you will find the archive of interviews there. And hey, listen, if you don't have this on your calendar yet, our friends at KCHF are celebrating 39 years of broadcasting on Channel 11. They're having their anniversary banquet fundraiser on June 1st. That's a Thursday, and it'll be at the Marriott Pyramid North here in Albuquerque at 6:30. The doors actually open at 6 o'clock, but you can go to their website at kchftv.org and find all the information about the banquet, including their speaker. It's going to be Dr. Robert Jeffress. He's the senior pastor of the 16,000 member First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. And he's also a Fox contributor, Fox News contributor, I should say. He's an adjunct professor at Dallas Theological Seminary. He hosts the daily radio program Pathway to Victory, heard right here on KLYT, along with over 1,000 other stations. And then we mentioned KCHF. Well, Dr. Jeffress hosts a daily television program, Pathway to Victory, as well. And it can be seen here in Albuquerque Monday through Friday on TBN, and every Sunday on TBN, also daily on the Hillsong Channel. But KCHF TV 11, you'll find it Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. And I actually welcome via phone onto the broadcast today Dr. Robert Jeffress. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, great to be back with you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
We're looking forward to having you back in Albuquerque so you can sample the red and green chili. But more importantly, spend some time with our friends at KCHF that evening. And it says on their website, you'll be talking about preparing people for eternity, something, well, you've been doing for a little while.
Well, that's the goal. And, you know, the theme of the banquet is preparing people for eternity. So they asked me what I'm going to speak on, and I thought, well, I'm going to speak on the topic of preparing for eternity now. And, you know, Steve, Christians who look at what's happening in our world and our country, I mean, they have the feeling that things are spinning out of control. They know as Christians are supposed to do something, but what are they supposed to do? You know, do you go out and register voters? Do you have 24-hour prayer vigils? Do you pass out gospel tracts? What should a Christian be doing now in light of what's ahead of us now and for eternity? That's what I'm going to talk about, because 2,000 years ago, Jesus gave some great direction in Matthew 5 about what Christians are exactly supposed to be doing. And he used the image of salt and light, two very distinct images, to explain a Christian's responsibility to prepare now for eternity. So that's what I'm going to be talking about.
Well, Dr. Jeffress, it sounds like a message that I would be encouraged to hear. I have to say, I'm a little bit of a news junkie, and as much as I would like to you know, maybe watch something other than the news, I get drawn right in, and like you talked about, the landscape where we're living today. And as a lover of Jesus Christ, there's a constant battle between how much do I follow and know about these things that are going on around us, and then just simply trusting that God's on the throne. But there's work to be done, and it sounds like you're going to be touching some on that. Is that the case?
Well, that's exactly the case. And look, there's no virtue in being an ostrich and burying your head in the sand. I mean, we're to be like the sons of Issachar described in First Chronicles, a group of men, the Bible says, who understood their times and knew what Israel should do. They weren't obsessed with the culture, but they were aware of what was happening. They were aware of the political environment, if you'll read that passage in the context of it. They understood what was happening, and more importantly, they knew what they as believers were supposed to do. And I think that's a great model for us. many people, Jamie, don't know, Billy Graham was a member of our church for 54 years, the First Baptist Church of Dallas. And he had a great line. He said, Christians ought to, you know, keep a newspaper in one hand and a Bible in the other hand. The newspaper tells them what is happening. The Bible tells us what it means. And I think that's a good rule of thumb.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would encourage our listeners to be a part of this on June 1st. And again, that's the 39th anniversary banquet fundraiser for KCHF TV 11 here in Albuquerque. And, you know, Dr. Jeffress, while I have you on the air, and you are a broadcaster in that you have Pathway to Victory both on radio and on television. And actually, I noticed, is it your daughter who's got a podcast going now?
Yes, it's called Unapologetic, and it's for the next generation. She's a licensed professional counselor and hits some of the basic cultural issues going on right now from a biblical viewpoint.
Well, one of the things that our announcers on KLYT purpose to do is to encourage our listeners to reach out to the programs that they hear. You know, it's no secret to you on Pathway to Victory or any program you listen to, the end of the program, sometimes in the middle or the beginning, contact information there. The listeners are strongly encouraged to connect with those ministries. And as someone who oversees one of those ministries, I just want to kind of give you the megaphone to be able to explain why that's so important to hear from the listeners around the world.
Well, certainly, we provide, like many ministries, we provide all kinds of free resources. We don't charge for people to download messages. They can listen and watch. There are all kinds of free resources available. But look, our program is listener-supported, just like every program you hear on this great station. We have to purchase airtime because your station has expenses. They can't air things for free. And so, you know, I think it's really important to support those broadcasters that are ministering to you and having a worldwide ministry. I happen to believe that broadcast is the most cost-efficient way to share the gospel with the most people. You know, it just was unthinkable 100 years ago that you would be able to literally reach the world for Christ through radio signals, through television, and now through the internet. And so it's amazing. I think God may be giving people one last chance to hear the gospel before the Lord Jesus returns. So, again, I think it's a wise investment to invest in broadcasters and invest in stations like KLTY or KCHF. We're going to be celebrating KCHF's 39th year in broadcasting. I don't think Jamie knows this. Her grandfather, Blackie Gonzalez, was one of the first people to take our program, Pathway to Victory, more than 20-some-odd years ago when I was at First Baptist Church, Wichita Falls. So we've been with this station for a long time and really believe in what they're doing.
Yeah, and for anyone who's been around media, Christian media, or media in general here in Albuquerque for any length of time, Blackie Gonzalez, the name is very familiar. We appreciate everything he and his family have done, and that's why we purpose to do this today, to make sure people know about their 39th anniversary banquet fundraiser. It's June 1st at the Marriott Pyramid North, and you can go to kchftv.org. And right on the home page there, you see all the information we've already talked about. And one of the other things, real quick before we go, Dr. Jeffress, I wanted to make sure listeners know as well, because we do encourage them to reach out to the programs like Pathway to Victory, to the stations like KCHF or KLYT, and whether it's for, you know, getting the resources or making a donation towards the ministry so they can continue to broadcast. Maybe share, too, how important it is just to get those letters of encouragement.
Look, we all need encouragement, and I read just about everything that comes in, and it's an encouragement to me to know that I'm not just talking into a microphone in a closet somewhere, but people are listening and being encouraged. And everybody, broadcasters and non-broadcasters, need encouragement. So it's a great reason to get in contact with us.
Well, Dr. Robert Jeffress, we appreciate you coming to Albuquerque to help out KCHF, our friends there at TV 11, broadcasting the good news of Jesus on all kinds of programs, including Pathway to Victory, heard on or seen on KCHF TV 11, Sundays at 10 a.m., Wednesdays at 6:30, and we'll reach out again. But when you do come to Albuquerque, I do hope you get your favorite red or green dish.
Well, look, I've already got it on my list. That's why I'm coming.
So all right.
Thank you so much for having me.
God bless you, Pastor. And thanks for tuning in for ABQ Connect. Make sure to go to the webpage. If you missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can listen to the archive at abqconnect.online and join us every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.